Hello, and welcome to Jazz Vignettes from the Hall. I am Maria Leniak. In this special series, music enthusiast Steve Gedrose explores the world of jazz from its roots to the present day. He breaks the fascinating, ever-evolving genre of jazz into easily digestible themes, backed up, of course, with plenty of music examples. In each episode, Steve will introduce you to musicians who were or are some of the key driving forces behind the evolution of jazz music. We recorded Steve's presentations live at the beautiful Old Fire Hall in downtown Whitehorse, Yukon. Annually, between October and April, Jazz Yukon presents 5 concerts as part of their Jazz in the Hall concert series. These events feature leading local jazz groups and are opened with a presentation by Steve, where he provides the background and interesting tidbits about the live music performed that evening. Today, Steve highlights the career of jazz singer Cyril Aimée, who is said to illuminate any stage on which she appears. Like the Romani musicians she encountered as a young girl, Aimée approaches her life and music with spontaneity and passion. From her youth in France to her travels from one jazz hotspot to another, she developed her signature sound and spontaneity. She has repeatedly attracted bandmates of a similar bent, and together they reimagine well-known classics and conceive provocative tunes for the modern world. Her artistry knows no bounds, and audiences are all the better for it. Here is jazz whiz Steve Gedrose to fill in the detail.
Thanks. Wow, that's a lot to live up to. Vocalist Lorraine Charmaton will be featured tonight with an all-star Yukon band that will perform songs that speak to her heart. I'd like to introduce you to another jazz vocalist who also sings from her heart. Her name is Cyril Aimée. She was born on August 10th, 1984, and she, like Lorraine, is a French jazz singer. She grew up in the French town of Saint-Moi-sur-Seine in Fontainebleau, France. Her father is French, and her mother is from the Dominican Republic. Her musical adventures began in the small town of Saint-Moi-sur-Seine, where the young Cyril Aimée was introduced to a wealth of diverse music by her mother and father. Everything from Michael Jackson to French chanson, flamenco to country and western. She and her sister would dance around the living room, instilling a gleeful abandon and warm groove that still shine through her music to this day. Aimée's passion for music and her inherent curiosity led her to a discovery that would change her life. As the site of the annual Django Reinhardt Festival, Saint-Moi played host to an annual gathering of gypsies. Their fireside sing-alongs would lure Cyril out of her bedroom window after her parents went to sleep. Those experiences exposed her not only to the joys of gypsy jazz, which would remain a meaningful influence, but more importantly, to the gypsy's spontaneous, nomadic, and music-filled way of life. It was the idea of unlimited potential of improvisation that set Aimée on her musical path and inevitably led her to jazz. She spent her teen years performing in the cafes and clubs of Paris, then attended the American School of Modern Music there. She garnered her first taste of fame, or perhaps more accurately, notoriety, when she was selected as one of 16 semi-finalists for Star Academy, the equivalent, French equivalent of American Idol. When she realized how restrictive the show's contract would be, however, she opted to walk away, igniting a scandal in the French media. Aimée escaped the spotlight, but was soon drawn to the U.S., where she attended State University of New York at Purchase on a scholarship, in large part due to its proximity to the jazz hub of Manhattan. She honed her skills through weekly gigs at a Soho restaurant and at Birdland Jazz Club. During that time, she also became a regular at Small's Jazz Club in Greenwich Village, where pianist co-owner Spike Wilner and saxophonist Joel Fram took her under their wings. During her early years in New York City, Aimée returned to Europe regularly, organizing backpacking tours of the continent with a group of musician friends, performing at jazz festivals to pay their way. At the famed Montreux Festival, Jazz Festival, in 2007, Aimée entered and won the vocal competition, recording her debut album with the prize money. It was the first of many such accolades. becoming a finalist in the Thelonious Monk International Jazz Competition in 2010 and winning the Sarah Vaughan International Jazz Competition in 2012. Released in 2008, Cyril Aimé and the Surreal Band shone a light on the singer's captivating charm, supple voice, and stylistic diversity. She incorporated swing, French and Latin influences, and graceful touches of folk and pop. In the coming years, she would continue to hone and expand those influences, adding elements of Brazilian music, singer-songwriter traditions, and of course, gypsy jazz. I'd like to sample a tune from her 2010 release on Venus Records, featuring Cyril with Brazilian guitarist Diego Figueiredo. The album is called Just the Two of Us, and I'd like to play the title track for you now. Many artists have recorded this song, but it's probably best known from the Wine Light album that was a hit for saxophonist Grover Washington Jr. in 1980. Bill Withers, William Salter, and Ralph McDonald wrote this tune, which has become a smooth jazz classic. An edited version reached number 2 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, staying there for 3 weeks. Very unusual for a jazz tune. Aimé's version is quite different from the original, to say the least, but maintains the groove and joy of Washington and Withers' rendition. So this is number 1, please, Jim. This is Just the Two of Us.
Crystal raindrops fall, and the beauty of it all is when the sun comes shining through. To make those rainbows in my mind, when I think of you sometime, and I wanna spend some time with you. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Oh, just the two of us, building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I. We look for love, no time for tears. Wasting water's all that is, and it don't make no flowers grow. Good things might come to those who wait, not for those who wait too late. We gotta go for all we know. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Whoa. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky. Just the two of us, you and I. I hear the crystal raindrops fall on the window down the hall, and it becomes the morning dew. And darling, when the morning comes and I see the morning sun, I want to be the one with you. Just the two of us, we can make it if we try. Just the two of us. Just the two of us. and I, just the two of us. We can make it if we try, just the two of us. Just the two of us, building castles in the sky, just the two of us, you and I. Day-da-da-day, 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 day-da-da-day.
That's Just the Two of Us by Cyril Aimé and Diego Figueiredo from their album called Just the Two of Us. This song illustrates Aimé's fascination with improvisation. She is a master of scat singing, which allows the vocalist to assume the role of an instrumentalist who creates improvised lines over the song's chord progressions. Her voice has been described as having a tart, girlish chirp. New York Times reviewer Nate Chinnan wrote that she had a sweet, girlish voice that she controls with a sniper's precision. The more I listen to her music, the more I am enamored with her unique sound. In 2014, Aimé made her major label debut with the release of It's a Good Day on Detroit's Mack Avenue Records. This also marked the debut of an innovative new band that allowed her to explore music in an exciting new way. Her quintet featured two remarkable guitarists, the contemporary jazz sound of French-Italian Michael Villanu and the gypsy-flavored steel strings of Adrien Moinard. As if two guitarists weren't enough, this project also features Brazilian guitarist Guilherme Monteiro, along with Sam Anning on bass and Rajiv Jayawira at the drums. This record demonstrates some of the many musical styles that Aimé loves to explore. Love Me or Leave Me is a popular song written in 1928 by Walter Donaldson with lyrics by the great Gus Kahn. The song was introduced in the Broadway play Whoopee, which opened in December of 1928. The song was a bestseller since its release and has been recorded by many well-known artists, including singers Lena Horne and Nina Simone. None of these renditions sound anything like this swinging track from Cyril Aimé's It's a Good Day recording. She plays it in a gypsy jazz style that features her virtuosic guitarists. So this is number two, please, Jim. This is Love Me or Leave Me.
Love me or leave me, but let me be lonely. You won't believe it, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. You might find the nighttime the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love, there's no love for nobody else. You might find the night time the right time for kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing, regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. There'll be no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't wanna borrow. Have it today to give back tomorrow. Your love is my love. There's no love for nobody else, nobody else. This suspense is killing me. I can't stand uncertainty. You want me to stay or to go?
I guess she's gonna go. Love Me or Leave Me from It's a Good Day, released in 2014. The next track that I'd like to play for you is also in a duo setting. This one pairs singer Amé with bassist Sam Anning. This song is called Tricotism and is a jazz bass classic written by bass hero Oscar Pettiford. It was the title track on tenor sax master Lucky Thompson's release on the Impulse record label from 1956. Tricotism is an excellent example of a bebop-style melody, mostly eighth notes with a couple of well-placed triplets that help move the phrases along. This tune has always been kind of a test piece for bassists. It's in the key of D-flat, which is a difficult one on the bass, a mere five flats. I've heard this tune played by a number of different bassists, but this is the first time I've heard it performed with a vocalist. So from the same It's a Good Day record, here is Cyril Aimé with Tricotism. Number three, please, Jim. Tricotism. Wow, was right. Cyril's dedication on this album states, "Thanks to all the gypsies for their beautiful spirits, and without whom I would never have been where I am today. And thanks to all you music lovers out there for giving us a chance to do what we love best." The same band returned for MA's follow-up 2016's highly acclaimed Let's Get Lost, providing a fruitful outlet for her wide-ranging talents as she and her band toured the world. One constant on these records is the brilliant arrangements that reimagine a wealth of material. MA and her bandmates create these unique interpretations to great effect. An excellent example of this remarkable imagination is her treatment of the Thelonious Monk classic, Well You Needn't. This is a 32-bar tune in the AABA form that is one of Monk's most popular songs and is famous for its chromatically ascending, descending chords in the bridge. The tune was earlier known as You Need Na. It was first recorded on October 24th, 1947, for the Genius of Modern Music sessions on the famed Blue Note label. Jazz singer Charles Beeman inspired this song title. Monk wrote a song and told Beeman he was going to name it after him, to which Beeman replied, "Well, you need not." Mike Farrell later wrote lyrics to the tune. Carmen McRae recorded the song in 1988 as part of her exemplary studio album, Carmen Sings Monk. For copyright reasons, the song was renamed It's Over Now. This issue must have been resolved as MA's version is back to using the original title. So this is number four, please, Jim. This is Well You Needn't from her Let's Get Lost recording from 2016.
So sweet, well, you needn't. You say you won't cheat, well, you needn't. You're tapping your feet, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. You're dressing with class, well, you needn't. You're holding your sack, well, you needn't. You think you're a guest, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. It's over now, it's over now. It's over now, it's over now. You had your fun, so take a bow. You ought to know you lost the blow. The beat is low, the shadows low, the lights are low. It's time to go, let's lose the showdown. You're taking off weight, well, you needn't. You're setting the bait, well, you needn't. You're looking just great, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now. So find a way out. You say that you'll try, well, you needn't. You say you won't lie, well, you needn't. You're starting to cry, well, you needn't. It's over now, it's over now.
Well, you needn't, as recorded on Let's Get Lost from 2016. This fine band recorded one more album called Cerie MA Live in 2018. The recording was made at New York City's Le Poisson Rouge. After more than a decade in New York City, Cerie has embarked on a new chapter by moving to New Orleans. perhaps the only other city in the U.S. whose mix of influences and accents match her own. She's focusing more intently than ever before on her own songwriting, taking her music in fresh new directions. She's also taken to telling her story to audiences and students alike, hoping to pass along the same fervor for living a spur-of-the-moment life that the gypsies awoke in her. Beside her TEDx talk, MA's twice been invited to address the Conference on World Affairs at the University of Colorado at Boulder. She also teaches master classes for aspiring musicians, emphasizing an aware and spontaneous life, including the call to look up from smartphones and other addictive devices of modern existence. Stephen Sondheim recognized that MA's captivating gift for storytelling through song would translate to the theatrical stage. The music theater icon handpicked her to star alongside the legendary Bernadette Peters in an Encores special presentation tribute to Sondheim at New York's City Center in November 2013. Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra backed the singers. The New York Daily News hailed this event as a revelation. I guess it's no coincidence that her most recent release from 2019 is called Move On, a Sondheim adventure, on which she brings new life to the songs of the famous Broadway composer. It's a new band and a new sound that bodes well for the future of this incredible artist. That's my brief take on the life and music of Cyrille Aimé. Thank you very much. Thank you.
It is no surprise that Cyrille Aimé's vocal talents are recognized across the jazz world. Her rich ethnic background sets her on a path to love many varied styles of music, as evidenced on these vibrant recordings. I hope you agree her zest for life is infectious, and we're invited to follow her to new artistic heights. Her pitch-perfect vocal delivery and masterly scat singing touch everyone who's had the pleasure of hearing her. We recorded the live presentation in December 2019. Let's listen once more to Cyrille in an extra track from her album, Let's Get Lost. Here is Cyrille Aimé having a lazy afternoon.
It's a lazy afternoon, and the beetle bugs are zooming, and the tulip trees are blooming, and there ain't another human in view. But us two, it's a lazy and the farmer leaves his reaping in the meadow, cows are sleeping, and the speckled trout stop leaping upstream. As we dream, a fat pink cloud hangs over the hill, unfolding like a rose. If you hold my hand and sit real still, you can hear the grass as it grows. It's a hazy afternoon, and I know a place that's quiet, except for daisies running riot, and there's no one passing by it.
This program was made possible by Jazz Yukon, a volunteer organization that promotes and presents jazz in the Yukon through an integrated annual program of live jazz presentations and jazz education outreach. This episode was researched, written, and presented by Steve Gedrose. Live recording by Jim Holland. Script edits by David Sillery. Dieter Gade is our producer, and I am Maria Leniak. Thank you for listening.